Hi Sandra, we were talking about food and you suggested that we also connect that to aging. And in a way that's quite handy and practical to do that. Because in the story about food, essentially, though it was not named explicitly, it's about the cell cycle. So every cell in our body starts from the first cell, the zygote. The zygote has a cell cycle, and in the cell cycle there are four stages, and the one stage that medicine understands least is in fact most important, because that is the space where the cell waits for an interaction with the other cells. It's called the pause phase. That's where the cells synchronize with respect to each other. So there is a moment that the cell stops doing what it's doing, listens, and then tunes in to what happens around it, and then knows when to restart the cycle again. And evidently, this takes place in an environment where the cells live in a bath of the interstitial fluids, and that bath is also their nutrient solution. So it's their food, it's their means of communication. But at the moment that region is polluted, for example, it's too acidic, then the cells, in a way, have to close their gates to protect themselves and cannot hear what the other cells are doing, so they lose their rhythm, and that's one of the causes of cancer. Let me just elaborate the cancer story a bit, because it is related to this notion of aging and anti-aging. Another problem which cells can experience is that in the environment that they live in, their communication, which is primarily electromagnetic, matter is actually a carrier of electromagnetic signals, and it is composed of molecules which are composed of atoms which all have their frequencies and rhythms. So the information communication between cells is electromagnetic, and so there's always an electromagnetic flow around the cells. That's actually the essence of chemistry, the flow of electrons. But there is also a radio field in the body, so there's always a current of electricity, or let's call it electricity, around the cells in the body in which information circulates. It's like the software in a computer. So as I always say, in our body, the cells produce the hardware to optimize the software, which is the cell communication. But in the case that there is a lot of information circulation in that area, which is the case when there's, for example, a stored trauma in the body, then there is this, in computer terminology, it would have been called a do loop, an internal cycle which repeats itself and again and cannot get out of its own processing. And as a result of that, the cells cannot communicate either. So that is another basis for the creation or origination of cancer. The body as a whole is also relating to the environment. The internal processes in the body are part of the food chain, like a shaving transformer. The internal food chain is actually separate from the external food chain, and the skin of the gut is the interface between them, the separator filter between them. That's also why the immune system is based there. It filters what we can and cannot do with the food that comes in, the information that comes in, same as we see in the sensory system. And so at the moment that there is a misunderstanding between the self and the environment, there's like a psychology of a self-effacing quality. The people who are too much into pleaser type mode, they think that others should be more important than themselves, then the body has difficulty to preserve its own identity and integrity, and that too can be a cause for a shift in the gap phase of the cells, and they cannot tune to each other properly, and that's also a cause for cancer. And evidently, there are also all these forms of malnutrition, which you could also call forms of toxicity, which is the chemical poison, the radio frequency poisoning, and all kind of other vibrations going on in the environment around us, such as children who get leukemia because they live under high voltage electrical lines. So these are examples of ways in which the cells lose their communication, specifically resulting in cancer, because they can no longer synchronize with each other. There are also forms of disturbances in the body where the cells can still partially communicate and connect up. So it's not that a cluster of cells just goes into isolation. Actually, it's living in a hell and just keeps on doing what it's doing, keeps on growing as it's growing, and just ignores what's going around it because it cannot hear anything of what's going on because of the toxicity of the communication, too acidic, traumatic memories, personality disorder, or toxic effects from the environment. But in the body, you have all kind of disturbances of this kind. Following up on this specific example of a derangement or derailer of the cohesion of the cell communication in the body, it is helpful to place a picture of the more general picture. And the more general picture of health has been provided by Bert Verveen, who simply said that the physiology of the body is the result of cells communicating. It's based on the feed forward and the feedback between the organs of the body. We can make that much more specific and say it is the feed forward and the feedback between the cells of the body. As described in the stories about food, the cells are able to work with atomic nuclear forces, and they're always embedded into the quantum electromagnetic information field. So the cells can do what they do because they are informed, and they are empowered by being able to reorganize atoms. And as a result, they can produce the molecules. That's their gift to their environment. Cells can only give, they cannot demand, which might be good for a lot of people to learn. And so in giving, they give the feed forward. That what they give out is taken in by another cell, stored, transformed, and released. And that what they put out then comes back to the cell, and that is what Bert Verveen then describes as a feed-forward feedback loop. The notion of the feed-forward feedback loop comes from cybernetics, which is the practical form of system theory, in which objects are always regarded by the processes by which they are connected to the environment that they form part of. But once you understand that objects are linked by processes, then evidently it is relevant to understand that these processes must somehow be phase connected. So the feed forward and the feedback loop must somehow link into each other. And that is where the work of Bert Verveen is complemented by that of Hans Schlei. He showed that the cells are able to take the decision on how they relate to their environment, and he specifically described the production of corticosteroid molecules and the selection of the cells in deciding if they make molecules in such a way that they dissolve the boundaries of the body materials around them, which is called inflammatory molecules, or if they do the opposite, if they affirm the boundaries and the borders of the materials around the cells. Those are called the anti-inflammatory molecules. It means that the cells are able to raise or lower the temperature, so to say, by changing the chemistry of the molecules that they put out. But in deciding if they raise or lower the degree of inflammation in the body, the cells evidently internally decide how they retune the feed forward and the feedback. So Bert Verveen says that there is this feed forward and the feedback, which is a foundation of health. Health is the preservation of the cell communication in a changing environment. Hans Selye describes the regulation of these cell cycles, the attunement of the internal and external process, and the shift of the boundary, opening it or closing it. So then you can see that the health itself is defined by the coherence of the cell communication, and the loss of health is due to a change at the level of the system regulation. So the cell internally takes the wrong decision or has the wrong information, as was addressed in giving the explanation, the description of the origination of cancer. So if we then understand that the cells are all interlinked by feed forward and feedback loop, and that the feed forward and feedback loops can be tuned and calibrated by themselves, cells themselves, then we can understand that health is natural, because of course the first cell, when it divides, it essentially turns inside out, and the internal process of the cell then becomes a communication between the cell. So the feed forward and the feedback loop between the first two cells that emerge out of the zygote are actually the internal process of the first cell, but now turned inside out. So the two cells still function as if they are one cell. At the visual level, they appear to be two cells, but at the functional level, they are still one cell. And the understanding of that difference between structure and information, between the cells and the communication, is the foundation of the understanding of health. And then it is also easy to understand the origination of disease, and chronic disease, and aging. So let me just say that with what I've just said, that is enough to understand health. Then we can now focus on the origination of disease, chronic disease, and aging. Bear in mind that picture of the first cell dividing again and again and again, and all these cells together being connected to feed forward and feedback loops, forming one integral sing-song, the Bhagavad Gita of the metamusics of the cells talking with each other, the cell communication forming one integral pattern of interconnected vibrations. Then it is also clear that the cells can tune their melody to fit in with that of the other cells, and that means that they can increase their feed forward so that they can match up with the feedback. So if they get more feedback, they can get more feed forward. If they get less feedback, they can get less feed forward. So there is a dynamic interconnectedness until things go wrong. At the moment that the feed forward overshoots or undershoots, then the other cell cannot handle maybe what happens. And this is very easy to imagine in a graphic representation. Imagine one cell as a circle, and then a bit away there is another cell as another circle. There's an arrow going from the core of the one cell up to the boundary of the other cell in a circle, a half circle form, doing the feed forward. And then there's a half circle arrow going back to the first cell as the feedback. Then that arrow can go to the middle of the cell, can go to the top of the cell, to the bottom of the cell, and at the top you will have an overshoot, but it is still workable, it's still within the range of the cell. When it go to the bottom of the cell, it is an undershoot, which is still workable, it's still within the range of the cell, but when the arrow overshoots, it is outside of the cell cannot work with it properly. And when it undershoots, likewise, the cell cannot work with it properly. And then the feed forward and the feedback chain breaks. And that is where health then breaks down into disease. And Bertrand Veen was very clear on how the two forms of adaptation, which are called the diseases of excess and the diseases of deficit. And for example, Cushing, Addison, and all those kind of diseases are always based on excess or deficit of one or other of the cell communication cycles. It means that the cell is a tapestry of loops, but when the loops are broken, you get gaps in the tapestry. So there are areas where cells can no longer participate in that information communication. They have a burnout because they get too much, or they have atrophy, they're starved because they get too little. And so are there very many levels of dis-ease of the cell and disease of the cell. They go from ill to sick, and if they get disconnected from that communication, they either go mad or obstinate, as is in the case of the inflammatory diseases or cancer, or they simply die, as is the case in some of the diseases of atrophy. Remember that the cell communication is always electromagnetic in nature, even though it is carried by molecule. What the cells process is vibrations, and the molecules, just like in homeopathy, are just the carriers of the information. So disease is then a state of too much excess or too much deficit, as a result of which the cells cannot no longer function. So that dis-ease or disease are very closely connected. And you can see that in the relationship between people who do sports and the people who do not. The people who do not do sports, when they suddenly are stressed, they need to escape, they need to run, they need to race, and suddenly they discover that their body does not know how to gear up to do that, because the balance between the organs and the balance between the processes of the body is no longer calibrated to increase so much that the processes and patterns in the body remain connected. They can become disconnected, as a result of which the intent to run and the capacity to run cross backfires in the heart, and the heart basically fizzles out from the electric information. The muscles go in spasm, they go dysfunctional, and the heart stops to beat. Cardiac infarct. There are many other forms in which one organ or the other can thus be overloaded or can be lost out of the picture. But in a normal state of health, people are able to adapt. They have this normal functional tapestry of circles within circles within circles, the interwoven interconnectedness of feed forward and feedback at very many levels. And the Boehringer-Mannheim maps are very beautiful examples of this understanding. But what needs to be added to this understanding of these metabolomic physiologic cell communication feed forward feedback maps is that of the understanding that there is an increase or a decrease in acceleration or deceleration of these processes. They can go faster or slower, they can go larger or smaller. There's all kind of different forms of adaptation, which connects to what has been described by Hans Lai, but then in a much more general interpretation. So in that sense, it is possible to speed up the whole machinery, to slow down the whole machinery, and maintain the coherence. Yoga is known for the slowing down approach, so that people can better feel what's going on and can better attune what's going on. Tai Chi is an example of this, where the movements of the martial arts involved are slowed down so much that you can actually feel the spasm of individual fascicles in the muscles, so that you can get rid of the tensions which would otherwise block the muscle, so that the muscle can be tension-free. And essentially, Tai Chi is the slow motion version of one of the fastest forms of martial arts that exist, because the whole purpose of the Tai Chi is that you free up the stresses and the tensions in the muscles so that the reflexes can do it at uninhibited speed. So there are many of these levels of process going on in the body, and we can attune them with the various kind of exercises that are offered by the healthcare alternatives in the different cultures. All of them are intended to help expand the range and the scope and capacity of the healthy system. So in doing that, it is then easy to understand that when things go wrong, it is as if the normal situation and the enhanced or relaxed situation are addressed simultaneously. And that, for example, is the case when somebody is walking, but there is a shock to the system. From the reflex level, there is an immediate response, but that means that the muscles are reacting to both what the individual was doing at that time and what the individual is experiencing from the reflex level at the same time. So the muscles are controlled by two different patterns. Homeopathy is able to identify these doubling or multiplexing of patterns in the body, and is able to give the body the information of the frozen in pattern in the body. So that's where you can then see that the normal physiology and the extreme physiology is part of health, but there are situations where it is possible that that pattern of normal health is suddenly interrupted by something else, and the body in a way forget that it was doing something because it has need to at that same time to do something else. When the body realizes that it is the case, it corrects this external pattern which has been internalized and remedies it, and that is then called the principle of disease and healing. Basically, the one pattern shifts into another pattern, the body recognizes it and connects up to it and restores it. But chronic disease is the situation where the body goes into that other gear but loses touch with the ability to correct it, and then it becomes a chronic disease. So a chronic disease is like a snapshot picture of, let's say, a scary situation which is frozen into the body but which keeps on being operative in the body because it has no longer been restored. It needs to be restored, and once homeopathy, acupuncture, spiritual healing or memory work reconnects the individual to that shock memory, then the body as a whole reconnects to that process, puts it as part of the enhanced process, and then metabolizes the disease in a normal manner. And this, by the way, is essential to the understanding of the whole principle of health and the healing of disease, that this is based on the normal metabolism and the digesting of abnormal metabolism. So once that is understood, then it's clear that health is where the cells communicate with each other. extreme activity is where the cells connect to each other in more active form. Disease is when there is an interruption on this active form, and a recalibration needs to be done of these processes internally. Chronic disease is when this needs to be done but is not done yet. And aging is when there is an accumulation of too many of these locked in snapshots of something that still needs to be resolved. Because every traumatic memory creates a vortex within the system, which means that the body needs to be storing that information instead of being able to do something else. The more of these holes are punched into the memory fabric of the body, and because there are these little hell enclaves where a repressed memory is stored, the more it is as if there are holes in the cheese, and whatever is processed in the body needs to move around those holes. So the aging is the accumulation of these holes in the cheese until at some point there is no cheese left, there's only a gap, which then results in death. Anti-aging is the realization that there are these gaps or blockages or hell enclaves in the memory, and that through acupuncture, homeopathy, regression therapy, whatever other approach, traumatic memories are addressed, and as is done in hypnotherapy, they are resolved, and the charge discharged, which is circulating in that part of the body memory, is released, which means that the memory is retained, but the emotional charge of it, the incapacity to deal with it at that moment, is resolved simply by plugging the emotional charge into the digestive system. A beautiful example of how this can be done is in applied kinesiology. There it is possible to detect and identify such blockages in memory, to zoom in on them, to identify them, and then to restore the meridian functioning for that specific blockage, as a result of which the digestive system reconnects to that specific experience, discharges the experience, the hole in the cheese is filled in because the tension charge which was surrounding it is released, and then the memory stays, but it is no longer interruptive or disturbing in the body system. Neural therapy does the same, but it uses a chemical memory, local memory disruptor, which interferes with this vortex circulation of the traumatic memory as it's stored in the body. So what I tried to briefly present is the notion that disease is a normal aspect of the body. Disease is simply a body process which has in a way got interrupted by something internal and something external not connecting for a moment. The information processing in the body and the body processes are sort of separated for a while. That's called the separation between mind and body. If that is not repaired, then it becomes a chronic disease. If there's too many of that, then it is the principle of aging. And then the principle of rejuvenation is the same as the process of remedy for the problem, which is that the traumatic memory is reconnected to, that the charge is discharged, that the memory is resolved by connecting it to the digestive system, which is in essence the Möbius loop between the connection between the body inside and outside, and then the body can resume its normal healthy functioning. And the more you are aware of that, the more you're able to do that, the more you resolve the old trauma, the more rejuvenation takes place, the more the body increases in its internal dynamic, and you basically go back to the stage of health. And then it's of course also wise to connect to people and to connect to an environment where health is actually promoted and enhanced.